بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, first of all let me wish all of you Ramadan Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of your and my life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to exert ourselves and to tire ourselves in trying to earn His pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover us and cover you with His rahmah, with His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We see the fact that we have reached Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and inshaAllah in good health and with the ability to work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this itself as a sign of the mercy of Allah. We remember and recall and we pray for all those of our brothers and sisters who were with us last Ramadan, but who are not with us this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, when I reflect on this period between last Ramadan and this Ramadan, I lost 10 or 12 of my closest friends, and not a single one of them to COVID in this period. The reason I'm saying COVID is because it's not because of COVID that we have this number of people dying. I think it's just that, you know, qadar of Allah. And also, these were not all old people. There were some very young people. Zulfi was like my son who passed away. Moin Bhai, one of my dearest and closest brothers. Ikram Bhai, my elder brother, one of my dearest and closest friends. Naab Nazir Yarjang was a mentor to me and was like my father. Esam Afzal, one of my dearest and closest brothers. Then my mother-in-law passed away, and that happened in February. So many of them. My question is, and my question is to myself, did any of them know that last Ramadan, the Ramadan before they died, did they know that that would be their last Ramadan? Obviously, the answer is no. Which brings, of course, the second question, which is that had they known that that Ramadan would be their last, what would they have done differently in it? Now, the reason I'm saying this is, of course, we first and foremost, we pray for the maghfarat, for the forgiveness of all of those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. But the point I'm making is that today, alhamdulillah, we are in Ramadan. Allah has given us this Ramadan in good health, with iman, and with the ability to do what it takes to try to please Him. The question is, will we take advantage of that or not? Or will we waste our time? Will we allow this time to just go away? My brothers and sisters, time passes. Believe me, time passes, and time passes so fast, it is not funny. I am especially aware of it because thanks to Jumu'ah, which I have to give a khutbah every Jumu'ah, it's literally like I finish one khutbah and it's time for the next one. I mean, that whole week, and even though my life is very structured, and I can very easily, and I have an account of it, so I keep track of what I do on a daily basis. So, I mean, it's not as if I don't know where the time went. I know where the time went. And alhamdulillah, it went in good pursuits, but the point is still that the time went. So, I remind myself and you, in Ramadan, Let us ensure that not a single minute, not a single second is wasted. Let us ensure that it is not frittered away. So shut down all your social media. Stop messaging, stop, unless it's an emergency. Otherwise, no messaging, no sending videos, forwards, this, that. No Facebook. Facebook, just delete it, remove it, disconnect. Anyway. Remove all distraction from your life. Number one thing to do. Completely. So no social messaging, no nothing. Tell your family and tell the people close to you, if you need me in a hurry, phone me. Or send me an email, which you can check at the end of the day, one time. Right? Or send you a text message. But no other messaging, no, you know, I hope you are all off WhatsApp anyway. But any other messaging system, I mean, everything is from the disturbing point of view, from the interfering in time point of view, from the time wasting point of view, they are all equal. So remove all distractions from your life. Get your focus right. And what is the focus? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Nothing else. Ramadan is a training period. Let us use it as a training period. So, goal is to please Allah. Nothing else. So, let us focus on that. Get our goal correct. Number two, remove all distractions. Number three, make a timetable for your day in Ramadan. And say that this is how I will spend my Ramadan. Starting with tahajjud, ending with tahajjud. So, starting with tahajjud all the way up to Isha, and then whatever adhkar and tilawat you do, and then you sleep for a while, and then you wake up for tahajjud again. Make a timetable. And then, extremely importantly, follow that timetable. Ensure that in that timetable, of course, first salawat you will do, but other than that, you are praying tahajjud, you are praying salatul duha, ishraq and salatul duha, that you are praying other nawafil, that you are reading at least one juz of Quran, and alhamdulillah, try and read even more than that. I'm just saying as a basic boundary condition. Read at least one juz of Quran. Ensure that you do the azkar of the morning and the night. Ensure that you read Surah Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk in the night. And Surah Al-Waqi also, inshallah, this is good for your risk. This is the basic that every single one of us must do. In addition to that, even more Quran, memorization, try to do whatever else you can do. But please, do not do anything else. Obviously, I don't have to say it, no television, and I don't care which game is happening and what's happening. Just shut it down. And if you have any difficulty with that, just remember what I began with, which is, remember those who were with us last Ramadan and who are not with us this Ramadan. And remind yourself, and I remind myself, that this may be my last Ramadan. And then I meet Allah. So let me ensure that this Ramadan is the best Ramadan in my life yet. And make sure that I do not leave any stone unturned. I do not leave any effort to ensure that this Ramadan becomes the best in my life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best of your life and to give you many more in good health and good iman. Inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and once again Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak to all of you.